And welcome back. And Josh Bernstein should be all ready to roll. Josh, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can indeed. You sound crystal clear. Okay. And I can tell you're a real dynamic guy because you're Johnny on the spot when I called you earlier and you had another show you were going to. And, of course, it was great to have you on during that show we filled in a couple days ago on John Stadtmuller's program. You did an amazing job. I want to ask you more questions because I understand you have a wizardry in understanding the geopolitical issues. And you've traveled around the world. You have your own History Channel program you've had for years now. And you're a kind of international explorer and environmentalist and an activist. So I'd like you to kind of first frame on what's going
on. Can I stop you there for a second?
Yeah.
There are two Josh Bernsteins, and I am not the explorer one. So I haven't traveled around the world, and I did not have a show on the History Channel. I do, however, have my own television show that is on cable and elsewhere. And I am a paid political analyst, and I am a national spokesman for AMAC, and I have been called a political savant. But I'm definitely
you're not the diver History Channel guy. Okay.
So no, that's has hair. He's lucky. He has hair. So.
You're also a comedian, too. That's good. That's good. So, okay, tell us about AMAC first, because that is important. I think people should understand there's an alternative to ERP. And then secondly, I want you to give an analysis of what you see happening with the political assassination of General Flynn, the current intel leaks that should result in some indictments and some big house jail time for some individuals inside the government and the media. And what's going on worldwide? Because things are getting pretty edgy, aren't they?
They really are. Let's talk about AMAC first. I am the national spokesman for an amazing group with 1.3 million members, growing stronger each and every day. And we are that true alternative to groups out there like AARP. And we are a seniors-based organization for folks 50 years of age or older. And we provide more freedom, more choice, and more control for seniors and their healthcare choices and decisions. And anytime we do lobby on behalf of Washington is for the betterment of our members and for seniors in general. People can check us out at amac.us, www.amac.us, or they can call toll-free 1-888-262-2006. Again, 888-262-2006. Tell them you heard Josh Bernstein, their national spokesman, on Dr. Deagle's show, and we'll even give you a free membership. That's right, folks, free membership, no strings attached to that membership, just for trying us out and checking us out and mentioning my name, AMAC.us.
Yeah. AMAC, that's wonderful. Now, start off with the questions, because we need to dissect that. The regular media neither has the honesty nor the brains to actually sort this out, except for some people on Fox News. And one of my favorite new guys now that's got his own show is Tucker Carlson. This guy has got a brain like a laser cutting through a tumor and a capsule around it. It's amazing. And he can nail people down while he's being pleasant. And you can always tell when he's finally got them pinned totally when he starts that high-pitched laugh at the end of it.
Right.
But what we have is a situation where we've got Hannity, who's like uber conservative. He's really good. But he always hammers like the same things over and over again. He's really good. O'Reilly can sometimes be on both sides of it. Sometimes he's a pain in the rumpus magnumus. And he'll say things trying to be, quote, free and the no-spin zone stuff. But sometimes he's irritating. Justice Pirro, she's superior. They should. She,
I love
should say,
I really
she,
do.
She's amazing. She's amazing. And
female
then and Maria Bartiromo, this lady is brilliant, smart, and funny. So those are my favorites on Fox. Everybody else, as far as I'm concerned, in the media are like, excuse me, give me an anti-nauseant. Tell me where this is going, because the media are now literally committing a form of immolation. They're doing, it's like they're putting gasoline all over themselves and lighting themselves on fire.
They are Buddhist monks.
And I don't understand it, because to be honest with you, when you disrespect the president, why do you think you're going to get to ask him really good or even decent questions when you're attacking his daughter, his son at 10, and his grandson and their school, and you're making ridiculous comments when you don't have access to the transcript even about what happened with the conversation with Flynn that got leaked to the media? Like, I mean, where are these guys' brains? I mean, if you were in middle school or junior high, you would probably be told by a teacher to sit down and shut up, and if you don't shut up, I'm sending it to the vice president's office. Why do these people do this stuff? They're supposed to be adults. What is this?
Well, let me explain. I think part of it is the fact that they detest not only conservative principles and values, but really the standard bearer and the person that's bringing those values to the White House. They have had it good, and I mean really good, for 8 years with a leftist Marxist radical in Barack Obama. And now they can't do and say the same things and get over with the same things that they did in the past. So there's an animosity that is built up. And it's clearly on both sides, as President Trump just absolutely B-slapped the media today in his press conference. I mean, it was a thing of beauty just watching manipulate that room. It was awesome.
Sometimes people like to say, you know, ego, you've got a hell of a big ego. And I really don't, actually. I just am talented. Like, if I was Usain Bolt, I'd say, look, I didn't sweat, but I still ran the race, okay? So people need to understand that I'm not an egomaniac. But my wife asked me a question the other day, do you think you'd be a better president than Trump? I said, are you kidding? He's the best president ever. I don't even know if it's possible to be better than Donald Trump. This guy is like, the only thing I'm wondering is, where is his cape and where is his spandex tights with his, like, DT triangle on the front of his chest? I mean, damn it, this guy is good.
He is good. And you know what? He realizes now what a mess, what a kvetch is going on in Washington. He understands it now 100%. Maybe when he was first elected, he thought this was going to be a lot easier. But now he sees just the dysfunctionality, the absolute mental retardation when it comes to political analysis by paralysis and all these things that go on in Washington. He's a businessman. He's got a businessman's brain. That means that he has started businesses. He has fired people. He has hired people. He has met deadlines. He has set goals, and therefore they can't understand why he's not lying to the American people and to them and everybody else, because that's what they're used to. They're used to a political brain, which is totally different from a businessman's brain. It's about time the country is run as a huge business, which it is, and I'm thankful that President Trump is doing that. I just hope and pray that he does not develop a politician's brain.
He won't. I can tell you what I see happening. We mentioned this 2 days ago when we had Jonathan Gray on. He is a man who was slightly leftist. He was a Democratic supporter for years. He was pro-abortion, which many pro-life people are now, including me. He was basically what I call almost like a secular kind of, like, you know, once in a while when you go to a ceremony for a marriage Christian. He's becoming a real solid Judeo-Christian, patriotic American believer in the idea that the separation of church and state was to protect the church from the state, which he's now promising he's going to protect it better, because they're going to make sure they remove things like the 501c3 status so you can have talks about religious issues and political issues in your church, which, by the way, every synagogue in America does. You can have talks where you put forward pro-life issues, because they're really important issues for the human race, because a generation from now, if the globalists had their way in carbon credits, wild human reproduction will be outlawed. And they don't understand this, and including the uber-left feminist movement doesn't realize the future doesn't need women. People don't know that. They don't get it.
Right.
They don't get it that the world of the future that they think may happen is not even in the distant imagination of the globalists. The globalists are like sci-fi writers, and they're crazy as hell and evil. People don't understand that.
They certainly are. There's no question about it. And that's why the whole pro-life, pro-choice argument, really, for me, I mean, obviously we don't want to kill children or anything like that, but I look at being pro-life actually from a national security standpoint as well. Because if you think about it, the 31 countries of the European Union, they have a birth replacement rate of 1.3. You need a 1.8 birth replacement rate in order for your people to continue on as a society. Well, the Islam, you know, Islam and Muslims are running 2.5 to 2.8 birth replacement rate. Now, granted, a couple of them get blown up and they, you know, do jihad and this and that, but you still got 2 to 2.1 per family. So what they cannot do militarily, they can do by outbreeding Western Europe. It's already happening. You can see it happening in Sweden, and you can see it in Germany, and in Italy, and in France. I mean, France, forget the Eiffel Tower and you know, being a romantic trip. You've got nothing but mattresses upon mattresses upon mattresses across the entire area around the Eiffel Tower and in France with, you know, these Syrian, you know, refugees that are just laying there on the side of the road causing problems and havoc. And these countries did it to themselves, and they better wake up, and they better do it quick. It looks like France might actually elect Le Pen, which would be a good thing against the globalists as well.
It is kind of paradoxical that the nation that is romantic is one of the lowest birth rates in history.
Yeah,
when you look
exactly
at nations like, when you look at Japan, for example, they've actually calculated with the Japanese, and this is an interesting, these are factoids that I think are disgusting but weird, right? Did you know that 40% of young people in Japan don't have any girlfriends or boyfriends at all? They do not involve themselves with any relationships with the opposite sex, and we're talking about under 30. Do you know the Japanese? It is amazing. And they're moving toward the idea of having cyber sex with robots or God knows what, or just online. And these people are addicted to pornography or other things. Do you not understand that the human race eventually, with carbon credits and so on, they want to outlaw wild reproduction? And they'll use all kinds of stupid excuses. There's so much Fukushima radiation, you can't have a normal child. The Japanese, under the cover, the people don't know this is what's going on there. The most advanced nation doing artificial fetal tissue research to actually grow fetuses in artificial uteri is the Japanese. Now, we were doing research, and so were the Italians back 40 years ago. It got outlawed by the Vatican back then, and the U.S. government stopped it here. But it's going on in what we call high-tech, tier-one science facilities underground, where they're doing all kinds of transhuman research, not only in America, but the Japanese are the most advanced worldwide. And it's also going on in communist China. And what people don't understand is they eventually want to be able to weed out specific genes. I saw a DARPA video, and I've had my own contacts, that the NMDA receptor and specific genes associated with a religious bent, they can actually map out your genes and tell you if you have them, and they can give you a vaccine, they can block the NMDA receptor, and you lose your desire to be, quote, religious. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Isn't that bizarre?
That is now, way
people,
bizarre. Absolutely.
People need to understand that. And now when they talk about the idea of chipping people, they can chip you or do a tattoo chip. But the whole idea is there's all kinds of ways of tagging people. You can,
right.
All you have to do, for example, and I try to use dark humor, I call SNL humor, is you don't have to give people the mark of the beast, you just have to make mandatory Velcro. You have to attach your cell phone to a body part. It could be your hairline or the back of your hand or your butt. As long as it's Velcro to some body part, they know where you are to a cubic meter. And if they have your iris scan, your digital fingerprints, and a terror scan of your bones, they can scan you through the side of a vehicle going at 70 miles an hour along a freeway at 400 yards. People say,
I think
what's
amazing is that in the 20th century, you know, tyranny was gotten by the barrel of a gun.
Right.
And in the 21st century, it's voluntary. And that's what people don't understand and don't realize, that when you scan just about anything, as far as, you know, even at the supermarket, when you take your little Savers card out and you scan that, well, then now they know your patterns, they know your habits, they know what you're eating, they know where you're shopping, when you're shopping, how frequently you're shopping. It's pretty scary. And now they're putting chips, obviously, in pets. So if you lose your pet, you can get them. But they're also doing it to human beings. You know, grandpa's out wandering around the streets. Let's put a chip.
Oh, yeah, he's got Alzheimer's. But people don't understand. I'll tell you how you make it what I call a total information awareness. Now, I'm going to give out some classified information, and I usually expand a little bit each time I do it. There's not an individual that's ever had a pulse or breathed oxygen on Earth that knows more about the Virtual World Project and spoken publicly than I do. And the reason is I got recruited and given presidential level security clearance at U.S. Space Command and the Cray Computer Array underground at Schriever Air Force Base. I took care of that and many other classified projects, including Special Forces and Delta, the Special Op Chemistry Team that came back from the Alfred Romero Building, et cetera, et cetera. Lots and lots of stuff and things I haven't talked about before on this program or anywhere else, but I'm going to give it a little expansion. There's some software that developed back in the 60s and 70s called Promise. It was used for the insurance industry to be able to make seamless databases across a number of different platforms. That's been advanced. In 2003, they launched an AI system with a superior human-level intelligence but could think 15 trillion times faster. With access to every database of everything from social networks like Twitter and Facebook and every other official, you know, special network, every other database for every commercial enterprise on the planet, and every other phone system, phone, fax, and email in every language on the planet. For example, people may or may not know this, there's no ground-level network of you know, cables or telephone lines running around China. The phone system they have in China is called 3COM, and 3COM is a subdivision of the No Such Agency, the NSA. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yes. People need to know. That's why when the German Prime Minister found out a couple of years ago, and this is during Obama, that her phone was being hacked, you need to know that everybody's phone's hacked by an AI system. And once they get a certain score, it gets pumped up to a physical agent, but they have an AI, artificial intelligence system, monitoring everybody and everything. And everybody in the world is in the first and second world, is called a node, N-O-D-E, like the SIM in your SIM world. And it's attached to every database, including the photos you put up on your Facebook and Twitter, your comments to the editor, your faxes, your phone, your email. Everything is analyzed. There's nothing that's not analyzed. Now, what the Abominator did, and I think this is early January, and it was mid-December that the outgoing Attorney General, Lynch, is a good name for Lynch, Lynch
Martin. Yeah, right? I know. I've always
that's a great name. I mean, here we have these planted Muslims. We got a Muslim in the Attorney General's office, a Muslim Saudi plant in Brennan, and we got a Muslim funded by a Muslim billionaire, President Abominator, okay, picked out by Zbigniew Brzezinski in his book, The Grand Chessboard. And these globalists have got all these little players playing this satanic game, and we don't really realize that we're the pawns, and we're about to be kind of knocked off the board.
Don't forget anyway, the Iranian mullah in the White House, too, the co-president, Valerie Jarrett.
Oh, yeah, Valerie Jarrett. Yeah, and of course, people don't understand this. I was reading an article here earlier about... The surprise at the end, Obama administration gave NSA broad new powers. I don't know if you read this article by Michael Walsh, published February 15th, was just yesterday. Damn it. You know, there's a song, my niece who just died here, 36 years of age, on her birthday, February 7th. But she made a song up called Damn It, Billy, because that was my nickname when I was younger. Because I'd always put people in a place where they would be very upset that I would ask questions or put people in a position where they wouldn't like the fact that I make them feel uncomfortable. So they made this song called Damn It, Billy on my birthday years ago. And this song is a Damn It, Billy song. It's like, oh my gosh. This story from January 12th, 2017 edition of the New Yorker Times was little remarked upon at the time, but suddenly has taken on a far greater significance in light of current events. And I read through this in the first hour. I won't get all through all the details, but basically what they've done is the NSA under Obama have drastically expanded their powers so all these other agencies can get access to the data without going through a FISA court, without shielding the name of the citizen, U.S. citizen. So they got information about General Flynn that they, whatever agency got it, they released it directly to the media because these plants are working as moles inside our government doing a criminal
No question
activity.
About it. No and, question and, about it. You're right. I mean, Flynn was set up. I believe it was a retaliation for him, you know, speaking bad about Barack Obama.
Barack did this. It was all lined up to make sure that it's not just Barack. They're on their way, like Maxine Waters is in California, and her lower jaw moves like she's a Muppet. Like, you know, you ever seen the Muppet jaws moving?
Yeah.
And she's talking like, well, we really need to realize this is time for us to do impeachment. I'm thinking, the guy hasn't even been in office a month. He's done almost nothing except executive orders and trying to lay out his agenda. And she's already talking impeachment on speculation? Damn it. Really?
It's amazing.
It's an M-O-G moment. Oh, my God. O-M-G moment. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know
enough. And welcome back. We have a caller, Patrick, in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Patrick. Is your question tied with what we're talking about now or something completely different?
It's tied with what you're talking about. Okay. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Bill. I appreciate it.
Sure.
I'm wondering if you've ever had Brother Nathaniel Kapner on your show before.
No. But I have heard of him, so go ahead. What was your question?
I
had Barry Chamish on many times. Nathaniel Kapner, yeah, I'm very familiar with, and Barry Chamish has been on many times over the years.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear he passed away. I was on the Trans-Siberian Railroad, actually, when I heard that he passed away last September. I was on my way to Sochi, Russia.
Yeah, and Nathaniel Kapner, if I remember correctly, was a Orthodox former Jew. That was very truth-telling and very, very forward on what he would say. And he did some pretty funny videos where he's able to use what I call his clever sarcasm to get a point across.
Yes. I get updates on his videos. And he has a new one on YouTube called Trump Fights Israel's War on Iran. And it's very, very interesting thing. It talks about General Flynn. And Flynn has a statement in the video where he talks about how He's basically for going against Iran and fighting fighting a war, essentially, regarding that. And I'm just wondering your thoughts on Iran, because I know you seem to have mixed feelings about Iran.
No, I don't have mixed feelings. I have what's called incisive feelings, but I want to hear from Josh first. So, Josh, you tell us what you want to say, but I have a solution to Russia, which I'll say, because I said this on the air, and people find this hard to believe, but I can provide a solution to any problem that humans are exposed to on this planet, or a framework to find a solution instantly on air, okay? And it's based on the idea that it's, number one, has to be godly, it has to be compassionate, but it has to be truth-telling. So, Josh, go ahead and tell us what you think about
My thoughts are that Russia and Russian aggression is really not the issue that America has to worry about right now. I believe it is the Islamic jihadists around the world that hate Western civilization, that hate the Americans, the American way of life. I mean, just the other day, they were doing their normal Friday afternoon Death to America chant in Iran. So I think we have to not take the ball off of what I think is the most imminent threat, and that imminent threat is radical Islam. He's got to make sure that he figures out a way to get the travel ban back on. I believe he's going to announce something probably within the next 72 hours or so of a reconfigured new travel ban that he will be putting forward. But also, we've got to understand that we cannot dictate and tell everybody what we're going to do and telepath what we're going to do.
Exactly.
If you watched today's news conference at all, they were asking questions and this and that, and President Trump just put them right in their place. I'm not going to tell you. I don't have to tell you. I like the element of surprise. I think we need to keep it that way.
He's learning that lesson now. He's learning not to turn everything into a media event, including signing these executive orders.
I don't believe that Russia and Vladimir Putin are going to be aggressive with a President Trump because they understand that what he's capable of doing and the unpredictability of that. I think more than anything, they're going to be a great ally, even temporarily, in the fight against ISIS and Islamic jihadism.
Okay, let me give you a few factoids here. Firstly, Islam is not a religion. That's the first thing you need to understand. If you listen to Waleed Shabbat, who's a former Palestinian terrorist, became a Christian, married an American, and their son Theodore, they have a ministry called Shabbat.com. We have Bill Warner on, who systematically, as a former Tennessee State University professor, has rewritten the Quran in time sequence. So it's out of sequence because they put the shorter books at one part of the Quran and the longer books another part, and the Hadith. And he's made a series of 92 questions that you can vet. So I don't know if you need to have, quote, seven nations you ban, because when you do that, they made the mistake of banning people with green cards or Peshmerga Kurds that were actually working with us and even fighting ISIS, etc., that were banned when they had their family here and they couldn't even travel back to America. So that was a bad rollout. I think what you need is extreme vetting that not only covers Muslims, but anybody else who can cause problems here, so it's not, quote, a religious ban.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a month's supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
A spade a spade. I saw Bibi Netanyahu, even if he's a member of CFAR, he's actually an Israelite and he's a Jew, and he understands that for the survival of his nations, he'll do what's necessary. What's going on right now, he was smirking so hard, I think he's going to get a facial sprain from just being at the standing beside Donald Trump and talking. I mean, he was glowing, and so was his, I don't know if it's his girlfriend or his wife there. She was smiling so hard, I thought she's going to get a facial sprain too. Realizing after 8 years of the horror of dealing with Obama, who's probably the worst president that puts the whole world in danger, because if you sacrifice Israel, you guarantee a thermonuclear war. You cannot sacrifice Israel and expect things to be peaceful. Right. Israel is armed to the teeth, and they will do with the Samson option. Now, people don't know what the Samson option is, but let me tell you, you sacrifice Israel, you might as well pull the detonator on a pin on a very large thermonuclear grenade, and not only will the Middle East, but the whole world will blow up. It's really, really crazy.
Let me talk about President Trump and Israel. You know, the left spent all this time beating on Betsy DeVos and Rex Tillerson and Tom Price and some of these others, but the one that I'm pretty sure he's still in the running for was David Friedman. He's going to be the ambassador to Israel, and this is someone that not only knows Donald Trump, but is friends with Donald Trump for 35, 40 years.
Right.
They've been, you know, at bar mitzvahs and weddings together. I mean, these are very, very close family members, even though they're not related.
Right, they're old buds, in other words. Golfing buds, business buds, etc.
Right. So, as a matter of fact, you're right, because he's an attorney from New York, and he was the attorney on a lot of President Trump's bankruptcy proceedings in the 90s and things like that. So they're very, very close. He made him the ambassador to Israel. Now, this guy, David Friedman, is someone that ran and runs an organization called BEITEL, B-E-I-T-E-L, in the West Bank. And they are a organization that helps and promotes the building of more and more settlements. So you have someone that is completely pro-settlement as the ambassador to Israel. You have someone that is, I guess you could say for the most part, pretty anti-Islam as far as, you know, radical jihadism and things like that. He's
right.
Very, very conservative, and he's now going to be the ambassador to Israel. I want to see how that mix, along with Jared Kushner, the son-in-law, comes together in fruition to see if they can negotiate some type of peace accord without giving up more and more of Israel's land.
Well, I think I have a simple solution for it. And I'll roll this out now, and I'll tell you. Firstly, number one, if you look at the agreements going back to 1947, the people that are, and you have to understand who these people are, they're in Palestine, the other ones, they were migratory people that had flocks who would move around from different parts of the Middle East, from the area of the Sinai Peninsula to Egypt to whatever. And they're parked on the Gaza Strip in these other areas, but they really, although there may have been olive groves there that they went and tended, they wherever their butt was planted was the land they were sitting on. So this idea that they had a stable territory they had was foolishness.
Right.
If you go 100, 150 years ago, you couldn't go and find a town that was, quote, a Palestinian town with such and such a group of people. No, it didn't exist. The Gaza Strip is an open-air prison right now. What they should have done is these people should have been deported to, number one, where they should have gone, which is Jordan, or to the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt, which, by the way, Israel's tried to see if they negotiate territory with Egypt to move them there. The problem is that, and this is the thing, is they purposely radicalized these people over the years, and Hamas and so on have been supported even by the U.S. government. I mean, one of the last things that Trump did was to actually cut off money to support this organization for something like 220-some million. And the response of the Democrats and Obama was to say, well, we got to continue funding them so they have somebody to negotiate with. How can you negotiate with somebody that wants to kill you, destroy your nation, wouldn't even put it on the map? And you certainly can't think that giving territory to these maniacs is any way. In fact, there's a proscription in the Bible against giving territory. So what I would say is what we have to do is deal with Israel as basically the Abrahamic territories, which goes from the Nile River to the Euphrates and all the way down to Eilat. It's a large territory. That should be what you call the greater territory of Israel. And you can make various provinces within that territory. If you want to have a territorial province where the Palestinians have some degree of autonomy, fine. But they also have to have a national representation. Someday, when the Islam as we know it no longer believes that we are Kafirs and they can treat us like garbage, almost like the post-Catholic Middle Ages where the Albigensians were being killed by armies led by the Pope to kill millions. People don't understand this, but over 1,000 years, the Vatican and the Catholic Church have killed more people than all the other communist revolutions in the 20th century. Did you know that? They killed a lot of people and their descendants. Now, what happens is there's a possibility here in America that if we had total surveillance, I mean total information awareness, metadata, genetic screening for polymorphisms and great violence, phone, fax, email, bank accounts. If someone's put a bank account and sent money to a terrorist organization, they need to be hauled into our intelligence agencies and vetted. And if they're found guilty, they either go to jail or get deported. I don't care if they've been here for a generation or they're a second-generation Muslim. It's not acceptable. Anybody who sets Sharia law or starts contributing money to terrorism needs to get some consequences. Okay, and then, by the way, includes people from Hollywood that aren't even Muslim, but they're Muslim sympathizers because they're bleeding heart, communist, atheistic morons that don't understand that when things get taken over, like the communist Chinese take over much of Hollywood, it's not going to be to their betterment, even if they're going to
be safe. No, absolutely not. And, you know, another thing they don't understand is that, you know, they hate Republicans and they hate conservatives and they hate people that believe in, you know, the Bible and guns and religion. But what they don't understand is that in a communistic society, there is no such thing as a Republican or a Democrat. You're a subject. And that's what they don't understand. And guess what? It would be those types of people, the people in the arts and entertainment, that would be slaughtered and killed first before anybody else.
Yeah, in fact, I put out the joke saying that, you know, when Rosie O'Donnell made the comment that she's calling for martial law, I said, you know, Rosie, you're not going to order a coffee online or by phone and get it delivered by a tank. And you with your big mouth would be the first with a firing squad. Okay. So you got to understand this. These idiots don't understand. I'll give you an example.
They don't have
concrete.
A clue.
My own family. My sister is married to a gentleman by the name of Fung. And these are smart people. These were the bankers in Shenzhen just outside Hong Kong. And Hong Kong basically was given to the British as a consequence of the Boxer Rebellion. The Boxer Rebellion was put down by the British, who had very advanced armaments, and they crushed the Chinese. And part of the deal was to give 100 years where they had this territory called Hong Kong. And they're going to transfer it back to China, but it still had some degree of autonomy, so it still does. So the second largest deposit of gold in the world is in Hong Kong. They have their own Hong Kong dollar, separate from the renminbi and the yuan, okay? They have separate financial systems. They have a lot more autonomy than other areas, just like in Taiwan. The fact is that the communist Chinese are now trying to squeeze tight on their own citizens. For every new job available, whether it's an engineer or a teacher or a mechanic, there are 9 people qualified for it. So now they started 2 years ago to do social media scoring. So you didn't have a high social media, according to the Communist Party, you didn't get the damn job. Did you know that?
It's amazing.
That's amazing. People don't understand these idiots, and Hollywood don't realize if your communist takeover of Hollywood and your media, they're not just making your popcorn, they're making your policy.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to tell them what kind of movies to make. You're going to have people, you know, doing these movies like Robert De Niro or whatever, and he's going to be dressed up as a communist soldier, and it won't be an act.
Yeah, but the thing is, they won't just be Sharia compliant, they'll be communist compliant.
Exactly, which is just as bad, if not worse.
Now, you have to understand what communist China is all about, okay? They had a one-child policy. If you had a second child, they would apprehend you, they would abort you even right to the moment of delivery, and if it resulted in Asherman syndrome, so you got sterile, or you bled to death as a woman, while they killed your baby, okay, now they moved it to a second child policy, and here's what happens. If you're a member of the party, your child can become a Chinese citizen. Did you know that you don't get a second child if you're not a member of the party automatically? And you have to go to Chino, California to deliver, so if you're well enough off that your husband has the money to get you on an aircraft, you fly to California, have your baby so your child is an American citizen, because there's no Chinese citizenship for your child. You know there's a ton of Americans in China. They're living in China. They were born in, say, California, and they're living in China because they do not have Chinese citizenship. Did you know that? In the same way in Saudi Arabia, they have entire aircrafts of women, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the Arab Emirates that fly to America and have their children here because they're with the, you know, the anchor baby philosophy, which came out of the 1860s and so on, and the citizenship issues, and part of our constitutional amendments, people can come here and pop out their baby, and they're an American, and they fly back, and they're living in Saudi Arabia their entire life, but they're an American. They don't understand.
I know, and that is a horrible thing that needs to be changed. And it can be changed. I mean, it would need a constitutional amendment.
It needs a constitutional amendment because it's stupid. And the problem is, you see, I want a, like Donald Trump says, I want a big golden door. There's a lot of good people that are good family people, whether they're Catholic or whatever. And I'm not so concerned whether they're Catholic, because most Catholics reject this current satanic pope, Pope Francis, as a devil. I mean, they have enough sense to realize just their common decency that this guy's a bad guy. Okay.
This pope right now is an Argentinian socialist. I mean,
communist.
You really can't say it
communist.
Any other way.
Yeah, he's disgusting. And even the cardinals here that, you know, have some dogma that kind of makes my stomach turn a bit.
And that's why the left loves the guy.
Yeah, the left loves him. They think, my God, this is the most popular fellow out there. It's like, you know, man, I don't understand it.
Well, you have to understand there's a huge movement in what is known as the Catholic left. Just like you have the Christian right, you have the Catholic left. Just like you have with Judaism, you have the liberal Judaist, you know, Judaism left, which is the majority of Americans, unfortunately, certainly not myself. And right. I think that there's that movement towards it that is very scary. And to think that they, you know, basically, you know, nominated a pope that is so socialist and talking to communist countries. You know, when he was talking to Cuba and Raul Castro and Fidel Castro when he was alive, there was a reason for that. And the reason is because 60% of Cubans self-identify as Catholics. Now, even though they can't publicly state that, because in a communist country, the only religion is the state,
right.
He knew enough that the lack of Catholicism in the Caribbean and in Central America and in South America, for that matter, was so depleted that he was willing to speak with communists like the Castros in order to try to break through and you know, increase the membership of the church.
Yeah, well, you remember now, he wants to push what's called Chrislam, which is, I think, was his predecessor that looked his predecessor was still out, Pope Benedict, who's still around. Actually had a ceremony, I think 3 or 4 years ago, on a mountain overlooking Bethlehem with imams, you know, priests and rabbis, and they had this global ceremony. So then when they transitioned over to this black pope, this Jesuit pope, people need to understand the Jesuits and their previous, you know, Knights Templar not only ran the ancient system under the Vatican, but
Dr.
they run all the current
I think
financial system.
Dr. Deagle, I think your caller wanted to chime in.
You had a question. Go ahead.
It's a unique situation in the Catholic Church. The last pope to retire was actually put in Dante's Inferno as being in hell. And if you read the Inferno, that was the last pope to retire. And it's a very unique modern situation that Pope Benedict
retired. You mean
Benedict
it actually said in their encyclical that he's retired to the Dante's Inferno is what you're saying? What was his name?
Literally Dante, the poet. During there was a pope who retired.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that was the last time a pope ever retired until modern times.
Right.
Pope Benedict is the first in modern times to retire. The last one was during Dante's time, and Dante was so upset by this occurrence that he even wrote in his Inferno, his poem The Inferno of the Divine Comedy.
Right.
He wrote that pope as a character as being in the last stage of hell.
Yeah.
The beast.
You have to understand that all of the public religions, and we're talking all of them, have got a lot of strange doctrines that are not correct, that are in some way I call real lies going on. And now things are getting even crazier. Not only within Islam, it's getting more and more radicalized. Because remember now that Wahhabism arose not in Saudi Arabia, but arose in the city called Londonistan, London, in the 1920s. People don't realize it was re-imported back to Saudi Arabia when we put, remember with, what was his name of, the guy of Arabia, what was his name?
Lawrence of Arabia?
And Lawrence of Arabia was a British plant that actually worked as a British agent to make sure that the Saudi kings became the leaders over, I think, 17 or 18 other so-called tribal groups that became, quote, the king over the whole area of Saudi Arabia. That was a British operation. So was a British operation to set up the communist revolution in the Soviet Union. I took care in the Banfield Pavilion in Vancouver, a British, and I also took care also of American military that marched in the First World War into what was then, you know, St. Petersburg, and took that city and Moscow and held it, Canadian and American troops, and held it until the guns arrived from J.P. Morgan, funded by the Rothschilds, to support the Bolshevik Revolution. They didn't even have a pop gun. The same with the Communist Revolution in China, fully supported militarily and operationally by the British. People need to know that.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You know, where I see this going is, here's the consequences. I expect that the cabinet to be finalized probably before the end of February, maybe the first week in March. I expect the sub-cabinet and the appointees. I think that the cleaning house and emptying the swamp, I can hear the drain. You know the sound of a drain in a big pool when they drain it, and you hear the little sound? That sound, I'm starting to hear that sound. That sound tells me that when Donald Trump had his press meeting this morning, because he didn't give advance warning, he went to the East Room, I think,
yes.
He pulled the drain today, and he was pouncing on the media, and he's also saying, hey, if you think you're going to get away with this, I'm going to get a grand jury appointed, and I think he's got a special appointee already set to kind of go after these characters. he'll probably have a grand jury appointed. And when he does this, it's going to start cleaning the swamp. And there are going to be people inside the media that use this new bill that the Abominator does. And by the way, if Abominator is caught as part of this, because he's got a war room 2 miles from the White House and his host, and he says it's for his daughter, and he put a wall all around it, that if Obama's caught, he's going to get indicted as well, because he put in this rule that allowed him to evade previous FISA rules about invading the privacy of private citizens like General Flynn before he became appointed, and tried to make statements to the media without any transcript so the Democrats could start seething and drooling that they're going to be able to impeach Donald Trump before the first month is out. There's going to be hell to pay here. And my guess is you're going to start seeing in the next 2 to 3 months a whole pile of people go to jail. You're going to see the grand jury impaled. You're going to see also, I heard also that Hillary Clinton is not free by any means whatsoever in her foundation. She's going to end up getting chomped on. And a lot of these other people in Hollywood and the so-called media, they're not just going to be denied access to the White House and asking questions. Some of these people are going to go to the big house. They're going to get jailed. And we're not talking about this doing unjustifiedly. We're talking about if you interface with intelligence operations and accept basically intel operations that are classified and then put it out in the open media, you're also a criminal. You're collaborating
with...
So it's not just a matter of the people releasing it. It's a matter of putting that out in the open media when you know damn well it's classified. You have no business doing it. It's a crime.
Not only that, I think that the Democrats better be careful what they wish for, because they're going to keep pushing for these investigations. And guess what? Jason Chaffetz is going to say, okay, fine, let's go ahead and do it. And he's going to drag in these people from the Obama administration and find out who the leak is and throw them in.
Well, we already know that. I read this article that Loretta Lynch actually signed this thing on January 3rd after they had some meetings with Mr. Clapper on the 15th of December. This article I'm going to post up after the show, and people need to start reading. It was published yesterday. It means that we have direct collaboration up to the highest levels, right up to the Abominator, setting these what are called geopolitical landmines to destroy the presidency of Donald Trump. This is not okay. This is not just being disagreeable with Donald. This is setting up geopolitical and intelligence landmines to destroy his presidency. That's un-American, and it's also a criminal activity.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's the whole thing here is who is doing the leaking. And the fact is that they are now in bed with the press.
But the chief leaker is Obama and Loretta Lynch and Mr. Clapper and the outgoing Mr. Brennan, the Saudi mole, who actually would smirk and screw up his face, and then they'd warn Donald Trump, there's lots of ways of us to get to you. I mean, they actually warned him, hey, we can get to you, bud. Don't think you're so all-powerful now that you're the prez.
Right.
Crazy. Guess what? You're on notice out there. We're back in our prez. Donald, we got your back. I know you got level 3 body armor and your own private security force, but if you think you're going to take down our president, it won't be consequences. You demon rats and you republic rats, both of you groups, we got your number.
In both parties.
In both parties, the globalist satanic parties that are trying to screw up America and kill most of us in the whole world.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest. Layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.